Guatemalan writer Augusto Monterosa died last week at his home in Mexico City at the age of 81. Considered one of the 20th century's most original Latin American writers, Monterosa is perhaps best known as the author of what may be the shortest story in the history of literature. Called The Dinosaur, it's only one sentence long. Here it is, in Spanish, read by Edgar O'Hara, professor of Spanish and Portuguese studies at the University of Washington.
Cuando despertó, el dinosaurio todavía estaba allí.
Now, that short story, as I understand it, in English, is translated, "When it woke up, the dinosaur was still there."
Mm-hmm.
What makes that a short story? Why is it not a sentence?
Well, it's a sentence, but at the same time, it's a short story. This unique line is a short story by itself for many reasons. The noun dream, it's included in the verb to wake up. So then you have extraordinary tension between the noun dinosaur, which is so heavy, so big, and the implicit noun dream, which is inside the verb to wake up. You have another tension between dream and reality, because dinosaur, the noun in itself, is almost always a fantasy. So maybe the person or the dinosaur itself, it's waking up to a dream and not to reality. So you have these at least two wonderful tensions in the line.
You seem to really love this work. Do you really love it?
Oh, for Christ's sake, I love it so much. The same way I love Monterosa, who was not only an extraordinary writer, a genius in the way he managed language, but besides that, Monterosa was a very generous person. He was always helping young writers, and that's how I met him. Wow, 22 years ago in Lima.
Well, thank you very much, Professor O'Hara.
Oh, thank you.
Edgar O'Hara is a professor at the University of Washington. He was speaking to us about Guatemalan writer Augusto Monterosa, who died last week.